Bloomington City Council candidate Chip Frank says he wants the city to take a more proactive approach to rebuilding its aging sewers, water mains, and streets. Frank unsuccessfully ran for city council 4 years ago, losing to Ward 4 Alderman Amelia Burgess. But Burgess is not seeking another term in the April 2nd election. Frank tells GLT's Ryan Denham his experience as owner of an independent insurance agency has prepared him for the job.
I'm to the point now, I own a small business. And I feel that I have some traits and qualifications that I can give back. I have some time now and really think that, you know, I have some ideas and I can work with people and want an opportunity to better the community.
Well, what are some of those traits and qualifications that you think prepare you for a job like this?
When you own a small business, you have to do many of the same things that just like a city at a much smaller scale. So we've had, you know, we balance a budget. We have HR issues. We have to be competitive in the marketplace. We have to keep up with new ideas and trends. And the most fun part is we get to work with other businesses and people to grow. And really, it's not a lot different than a city council position. I've been on several board of directors and was past president I was president of our state association, which serves about 20,000 independent insurance agents in the state. So I spent several years going through chairs and committees and working with people throughout the state of Illinois. And that gives me a good perspective on businesses throughout the state, plus working with differing opinions on how to accomplish really similar goals.
Well, let's start getting into some of the issues that are on the city's agenda in the years ahead. In recent years, the Bloomington City Council has been reluctant to raise property taxes and even the motor fuel tax. I want to know what will be your approach to making decisions about when it's necessary to raise revenue to accomplish a city priority and when it may be time to hold the line and not do that.
Nobody's in favor of paying more in taxes, and I am in that position as well. We would like to be able to build the revenue of the city through growth in business versus additional taxes to our citizens. With that said, it's very important to have a balanced budget. So you have to have an open mind when you're looking at revenue sources. And so it's really a tough issue when you look at that without knowing the particulars. I can't answer exactly how I would vote on that, but I am against increasing taxes. The gas tax, which has been referenced, is more of a user tax, and that's a little easier to digest than just a tax for everybody in the city. But really, you don't want to. We've increased fees and taxes for everybody in the city over the years, and you really have to weigh the benefits. What are you getting for that? How's that money allocated? And I think one of the problems we have is, we have a huge budget, and you sit back and you know, where's all that money going? So you'd have to be able to allocate that money for capital expenses or something that really the people of our city want. And other than that, you really don't want to raise taxes.
We talked about the importance of growing the economy as one way to avoid having to raise taxes. What are some ways that you think the city could improve the way it handles economic development?
Well, I think the city has done a pretty good job on that. I want to we have a good economic development group of people in both the city and in the community. And so we want to continue to do those types of things in bringing businesses to our community. We're a little unique in that we're a twin city. And so when you're competing, really some of our positives are that we are a twin city. We have colleges. We have young people. We have a good job market, good housing, good schools. Yet we're competing with, you know, our neighbor as well. So really to continue those things using tools that we have, and it's all about small business and helping our current small business and then bringing in potential new businesses.
That's Chip Frank, a candidate for Bloomington City Council in Ward 4. That's currently represented by Alderman Amelia Burgess, but she's not seeking re-election in April's election. Julie Emig is also running in Ward 4. I'm Ryan Denham.
GLT is interviewing all of the candidates running for Bloomington and Normal councils in the April election. Find them all at WGLT.org.